from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And welcome to another ESPN 1320 Behind the Mic, brought to you by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino at Fire Mountain. I'm Charlie O. We're joined today by the reigning NASCAR Cup champion, the driver of the number 12 Penske Ford Mustang, Ryan Blaney. Ryan, nothing that I like better in the morning than being joined by a fellow Buckeye. How you doing, buddy?
Hi. I love it. Yeah. Great.
I was born just outside Dayton, Ohio. So when I saw that you were a fellow Buckeye, I said, this is going to be a great way to start my morning.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I appreciate you having me on. It's nice to always talk to a fellow Buckeye.
Hey, listen, man, let's just jump right into it because we don't have a whole lot of time. I know they're running you through the car wash today. So here you are, the reigning cup champion. So everybody knows you got the big target on your back. How do you deal with the pressure this season of being the guy that has that kind of pressure on you?
Yeah, I mean, I think myself and our whole group has kind of looked at it not as pressure. I think it's just you look at it as, you know, you're confident. You know, you're confident that, you know, hey, it's nice to have that target on your back. You know, we did something great last year. You know, people are gunning for us and trying to knock us off the top, and we have the privilege of defending our title. You know, so how do we approach that? You know, how do we continue to do what we did so well last year and continue to grow off of it and be better as a team and as a group? So I don't think anyone on our group is feeling pressure. It's more just opportunity to do something cool, and that's to go back to back, you know, something that hasn't been done in a while.
And of course, you also have I'm a big race fan, so I understand this, but you also have the confidence locked into the fact that you are a part of one of the great historical race teams in all of motorsports, being a part of the Penske team.
Yeah, it's been an absolutely amazing journey with the folks at Team Penske, and to be able to drive for Mr. Penske has been an absolute privilege. I loved watching his teams, you know, from NASCAR to IndyCar growing up around the sport. I loved watching Rusty and Ryan Newman and Kurt Busch, you know, when they were driving over here. And I just wanted to be a part of a team, you know, in general, and then let alone when I got a call over 10 years ago to be lucky enough to come drive for them. I never would have thought, you know, I'd be over here for over 10 years, and it's been an unbelievable journey. There's so many awesome people, you know, that are with this team and with this group across, you know, all sides of motorsports, and they're dedicated, and that's a group you want to be with. So unbelievable. I never would have thought it as a kid, and I'm very lucky to be with a group like this.
Talk to me a little bit about how the season has gone for you so far this year. How do you feel about the year up to this point?
Yeah, it's been okay. It's been a decent start. I wish we would have, you know, gotten into victory lane already this year, but we've been close at a couple of them, and you know, I feel like we've been pretty solid. And the last, you know, I'd say handful of races. You know, some of them we've been running really well and just gotten wrecked and just didn't really get the finishes we deserved. And it's just, how do you kind of take away, you know, the positives from that weekend? That's kind of how I look at it. Of, you know, what did we do well, and how can we continue to do that well, and what do we need to still work on? So it's been decent. It's nice to go back to a place like Charlotte where we had success last year, and hopefully we can repeat that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the big 600 race coming up this weekend, which is just always just kind of makes me crazy. I mean, you know, you have the 500 in the morning, and then NASCAR turns around and has the 600 at night, and you are the defending champion of that race. That you won that race last year, and it really was the thing that kind of really propelled you on to your championship. You've got to be looking forward to that race this weekend.
Yeah, I am. Really looking forward to it. You always look forward to places, you know, going back to places where you've had success at, and hopefully we can build off of what we had there last year. I feel like we kind of controlled that whole race last year, and especially the last half of it, and you just hope to go repeat it and continue to build off of things you've learned since then. You know, it's been a year since we've been there, and what have we learned that has gotten us better yet since that race last year, and can we apply that and be even better? So I'm looking forward to it. We have a cool chance to go back-to-back in the 600s. So, yeah, I'll get up in the morning. I'll watch Indy, root for our Penske guys over there with Scott, Will, and Joseph, and hopefully they can bring Mr. Penske his 20th Indy 500. That would be a massive accomplishment. And then if they do that, it's up to us, you know, up to us to try to sweep the weekend, win an Indy and Charlotte. So we'll see if we can make a run at that.
That would be quite a deal. We're talking to the driver of the number 12 Penske car, Ryan Blaney, who was also the defending NASCAR champ from 2023 here on Behind the Mic. Ryan, one of the things that I personally am very, very excited about this season is the fact that the Brickyard 400 is returning to the schedule. How excited are you about returning to Indy and having it be the traditional Brickyard 400 this year?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. You know, the last few years we've done the road course, and it's special, right? You're still at Indy, but I feel like going back to the traditional racetrack, that's what Indy is, you know, and that's what people relate to when they talk about Indianapolis. And so we're really excited. It's a huge deal for us to go back. You know, obviously Roger owning that racetrack for the last handful of years, it's even more pressure on us to go try to win there at RP's home track and the place he owns. So we'll see, but no, I'm excited to get back there. I think everyone else is looking forward to it as well, to get off the road course and get back to the big track, and we'll see what we have for him.
Now let's talk a little bit about road courses. You know, I mean, we always know the standard joke. Yeah, in NASCAR, if you can turn left, you can win. And we know that all of us who enjoy motorsports know there's a whole lot more to it than that. But you guys have already been on one road course. You were at the Circuit of the Americas already. But that's a whole lot of different race course than what you're coming to at Sonoma on June 7th to the 9th. That's about a 3.5 mile course. It's newer, it's wider, it's bigger, it was designed differently. And you guys are going to be at Charlotte, then you're going to just outside Chicago at that kind of unique course, and then you're coming to Sonoma. And Sonoma is under 2 miles. It's got a lot of elevation changes. It's tight, and you put those big stock cars out there on that course. What is, if I say to you, I just say Sonoma, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I think you said, you know, elevation. You know, our series is so unique, as you know, we go to all these different types of racetracks and road courses, ovals, you know, 2 mile ovals, half mile ovals, everywhere in between. And but yeah, Sonoma, kind of elevation is the biggest thing for me. You know, it's out there in wine country, and you know, the hills out there are massive, and they've built that into the racetrack. You know, and I think that's super unique, where, you know, you have hundreds of feet of elevation change through a lap, and it is going to be kind of new for us this year because they just repaved Sonoma. So the track is going to be way more gripped up than we've been there. I just kind of ran on the simulator a few days ago, and it was like 4 seconds faster than what we were there last year. So you better be ready for some bigger speeds. But that's exciting. It's compelling. You know, how do we traverse, you know, the hills and the rises there, as well as dealing with the new asphalt. So that's one of the challenges that our team is facing, you know, as we go there here in a couple weeks.
Do you really enjoy making that transition onto road courses?
Yeah, I enjoy it. You know, I feel like, you know, it's a unique thing that drivers have kind of really forced to hone their skills in on as of late. You know, in previous years, gosh, even 5 years ago, we only went to two road courses. You know, we went to Watkins Glen and Sonoma. And now, you know, we go to like five or six road courses through the year. So you really just can't get away with it anymore. I think before, drivers weren't really maybe trying to get better at those places just because you had to go through two of them. But now they're such a big part of the schedule. You're really having guys working super hard at getting better at road courses. So I enjoy it. I wouldn't put myself up there as a great road course racer. I feel like I'm pretty decent in contending for races at those tracks. But I like it. Different form of racing, different style of driving, and different setup of cars, and a whole different approach. And I feel like drivers enjoy that challenge of it.
Now, you said something interesting. You talked about working on the simulator. How much time do you spend working on a simulator getting ready for a race?
I feel like every driver's different. Some drivers wear the simulators out, and others don't use them as much. And I would say I'm kind of in the... I don't use them a ton. I use them mainly for road courses, just to kind of visually get my mindset ready for kind of the different twists and turns and elevation changes and bumps. And that part I feel like is super helpful to me. The oval side of it, sometimes I kind of get fooled by, you know, the simulator in the ovals compared to real life. And you can kind of maybe spin yourself out a little bit on your thoughts and ideas. But road courses, I feel like they've done a great job of making them very accurate. And, you know, we don't do the road courses every week. So it's nice to kind of re-hone in all the braking tendencies and downshifting tendencies and all that stuff you kind of have to refine before you go to road courses. So I really think it's a helpful tool for me when we go to those types of racetracks.
Ryan, I've got to ask you about one other road course that you're going to run this year, and that is that wild Streets of Chicago course that you're going to run. How do you like running that, and are the other drivers excited about it? Because I know the fans are wild about that course.
Yeah, we did that for the first time last year, first ever street course in NASCAR, and I thought it was a huge success. Unfortunate. I mean, the weather was terrible the whole weekend, but we got through it. But it just kind of, it took a lot away from the weekend with the inches of rain that Chicago got when we were there. I've always said if your town's in a drought, just have a NASCAR race there and we'll bring the rain. We're pretty good at that. But no, I'm looking forward to going back. I wasn't sure what to think of it when they announced it, you know, last year before we went there for the first time. I was kind of skeptical. But I really had a mindset shift when we got there. You know, just so cool being in the city of Chicago. I love the city of Chicago anyway, and to be able to race in it, had the track layout where they did. The atmosphere around it was electric. A lot of people that came to that race last year, they've never seen a race or a NASCAR race in general. So they got to experience that, and they loved it. And I feel like the city really kind of took us in under their arms as well. So we're looking forward to getting back. Hopefully the weather can't be much worse than what it was last year. Fingers crossed. So hopefully it's sunshine and clear skies, and we can put on the show that it deserves to get.
Yeah, we're hoping for much better weather, because I just think that those cars on the streets in Chicago, because I'm a Chicago guy too, I love the city of Chicago. I just think that it's an ideal place for NASCAR to have a big show there. Well, Ryan, we've been talking to the driver of the number 12 Penske Ford Mustang and the reigning NASCAR champ, Ryan Blaney. And Ryan, we are so excited about you guys coming out here to Sonoma June 7th, 9th, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us. And once again, good luck this weekend in the 600, and good luck to you for the rest of the season.
All right. Thanks, sir. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
That was Ryan Blaney, the driver of the number 12 Penske Ford Mustang, who will be at Sonoma Raceway, June 7th to 9th for the big NASCAR race. Joining us here on Behind the Mic, brought to you by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino at Fire Mountain. And we appreciate him joining us. And if you want tickets to that race at Sonoma, just go to SonomaRaceway.com. Thanks again for joining us for Behind the Mic. I'm Charlie O. We'll talk to you next time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.